Hello and welcome to the Gambler Betting Podcast. We're on the home straight in Scotland. There's five post-split games to go in the top flight, just two matches left in the lower leagues. Still lots of issues to be resolved. Greg, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Just recovered from Wednesday's exploits at Perth Racecourse. A good day had by all.
It did look a cracking day. Any winners?
I didn't, but can you believe it or not, Div McDonald had two winners.
I do not believe it because he's an absolute jinx on our WhatsApp, so I'm very surprised to hear that. Maybe he's found his niche, maybe he needs to start.
Maybe he has. He's got a channel opening next week.
His racing tips. As I say, five games left in the top flight, Greg. Still a few issues to be resolved, none more so than the title race at the top, but also there's European places up for grabs as well, and we're almost just waiting for the inevitable Livy to be relegated, which would bring in yet another of one of your anti-post tips from earlier last year.
Yes, I've got the Bunting and Balloons at the ready. It could be this weekend where Livy go down. They really need to win against Ross County. If Ross County win or even draw, they'll be 12 points behind with 12 points to play for, but there's a minus 13 gap in the goal difference. So yeah, just a matter of time now for Livingston until we can pop open the champagne for the 8-1 and 5-2 Antipost winners on Livy. But as you say, back at the top, go away for a week's holiday, I come back and Rangers have lost to Ross County and drawn with Dundee. Remarkable. Collapse from them really at this stage of the season against two teams you'd expect them to be beating. So 3 points behind Celtic got a slightly better goal difference as well, so no surprise to see Celtic 1-4 favourites now to win the league, Rangers 3-1, and these two have obviously still to meet at Celtic Park, so that could be crucial. But that said, I wouldn't be surprised to see Rangers drop more points between now and then, given how they played the last few weeks. So massive weekend for them at St Mirren, whilst Dundee host Celtic.
Yeah, definitely advantage Celtic as we stand just now. I think it's probably going to be nervy for both sides between now and the end of the season. But we'll cover those games very briefly. We're going to try and keep this a short one this weekend, Greg. Not a huge amount going on in the lower leagues, which we'll get to. And we've got a few things in the top flight that we're going to have a look at as well. Let's have a start at Aberdeen v Motherwell. I guess both teams, nothing much to play for. Aberdeen, massively disappointing season, but they've actually done well in the last couple of weeks. Put up a good showing against Celtic last weekend, eventually going out on penalties, but certainly enough, I would think, for the new gaffer, the incoming, and I'm going to try and pronounce this as advised by the wonderful Derek Ray, Jimmy Tillin.
Oh, so it's not Jimmy the Lynn.
No, so I'm going to go with Derek Ray's advice. He's he suggested that it's Jimmy Tillin. But plenty for him, maybe not to get excited about, but certainly to build on in terms of what he might have seen the last couple of weeks.
No, definitely. Obviously, Jimmy Tillin does not join Aberdeen until June. He's still over in Sweden at the moment. But as the cliches go, there must be a new air of optimism around Pittodrie. I think after last week's performance against Celtic, I think most Aberdeen fans will be proud of how their team played. To come back twice in the 90th minute of both normal time and extra times against Celtic is some feat. It's not often you see Celtic or Rangers losing matches or losing goals late on in cup semi-finals like that. So don't really want to get back into it, but obviously disappointing to have lost on penalties. But that said, to your point as well, they'll be looking forward to next season already. They've got a job to do still in the bottom six. I wouldn't say they're in any danger of being sucked into that relegation playoff battle. I think that's between St Johnstone and Ross County. Yeah. But last weekend will definitely give them a lot of positives to take from that. And I think at home, would have done okay this season, Aberdeen. Obviously, their season's been a disaster, really, on all fronts. But they've got five games left to go. And I think at home, having performed really well last week, they've got the better of Motherwell as well. They've only lost one of the last seven matches. And it's a side they enjoy scoring against. I think they've scored 17 goals now across the last eight meetings between the sides. I think they scored four at Fir Park in a 4-2 win. And they also scored three in a 3-0 draw. A remarkable know, start for Motherwell in that match at Christmas time. So, yeah, it's a tricky card, but we're getting Aberdeen odds against 11 to 10 to win the match, and they're also 11 to 10 over 1.5 match goals. Motherwell have had, I guess, a decent enough season overall, given how they kind of started the season as well. Theo Bear is the a nominee for player of the season as well, so well done to him. He's had a great season for Motherwell. I just think at home, who'd have thought it? Nobody would have, even the man himself. But yeah, let's think of these places to get Aberdeen at home. I think a win for them completely then removes them from any danger of being sucked in. They're only a few points above St Johnstone and Ross County, but they've got a better team than those said clubs, and they've got a better side than Motherwell as well. So maybe it's time Aberdeen stepped up and delivered some winners for punters. And I think at those places as well, more than happy to back them.
Yeah, and just looking, obviously, five games to go, I think Aberdeen have got to be looking at winning all of those, you know, and really kind of setting themselves up for next season.
No, they should. That's exactly what they should be looking to do. I don't think they've got any tough games in the bottom six. It's a poor bottom six, filled with poor sides, Hibs included in that as well. And you'd expect them to take points off of Livingston too. And Motherwell away from home, they've only kept two clean sheets this season. So just two clean sheets out of their 16 away games so far. So it'd be a big surprise to me if Aberdeen didn't get on the score sheet at least once.
Yeah. Okay. So bets for that game are Aberdeen to win, which you posted at 11 to 10, and Aberdeen to score two or more goals also at 11 to 10 with Bet365.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You touched on Ross County, Livingston. As you say, Livingston, anything other than a win pretty much sends them down. Even a draw is just not going to be good enough for them. Ross County obviously keen to avoid that playoff place. And it could all come down to the second last game of the season, Greg, where they play St Johnstone on a Wednesday night at McDermott Park. That should be a cracker.
Yeah, it should be good. I think there's plenty of twists and turns to happen still. But that win against Rangers, though, was absolutely colossal for them because it's brought them back to within a point of St Johnstone rather than being four. Had it been four, then they would be short favourites to finish second bottom. But massive 3 points for them. Picking up points now. Simon Murray's been playing really well the last 2 or 3 weeks for County, probably since the start of March. He's been doing really well for them. So I think away at Livy, who's, listen, the record this season's been dire. They're going to finish bottom. They're going to go down. And I don't think we'll see Livy back in the top flight in a long time. I'd expect them to do a Hamilton and possibly even drop further down the leagues. Livingston, they don't have...
Is this Greg's first anti-post bet of 24-25?
It could be. I just think they're going to struggle. They've not got much money. They've obviously not got a fan base to generate any cash. So I just think it's going to be a struggle for them next season as well. Yeah. Ross County, obviously, tails up. Know they've got a bit of confidence behind them. And out of them and St Johnstone at the moment, you'd maybe fancy Ross County to avoid finishing that second bottom spot. But as you say, that second last game of the season against St Johnstone will be crucial. Obviously, a lot of football's been played before then. I don't see Ross County losing here. I really don't. When you factor in that Livingston have only picked up one win in 20 and they've picked up 8 points out of the last 75 available. They've lost 9 in the spin. 9 in the out of the last 10 games have lost. So it's really hard to make a case for Livingston. Yeah. And I must say, I'm surprised that Ross County are as big as 13-8 to win this. Very close to backing that, but I think double chance is reasonable at 1-2. I think it's a very fair price, 1-2 for Ross County double chance, and I'm doubling that up with a bet from the Championship.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a sec. I did think that 13-8 was very, very tempting, Greg.
No, it is, and I might still have a nibble on that, just based on the price and the fact that Livingston have just been ranked rotten all season.
Absolutely dire. Okay, as you say, that's part of a double, so it's Ross County double chance, and we'll pair that up with a game in the Championship shortly. Just very briefly, another two games on Saturday, Killy v Hearts. A win for Hearts secures third place for them. Kilmarnock kind of looking over their shoulder a wee bit at St Mirren in fourth. My only notes really suggest that it's going to be a low-scoring affair. It's been 0-0, 0-1 and 1-1 so far when the two teams have met so far this season.
Yeah, these two are kind of no man's land. Hearts are well clear in third, 11 points ahead of Kilmarnock. And to be fair, there's not a chance in hell St Mirren, Dundee are going to catch Kilmarnock, given the fact that they've still to play Rangers and Celtic and Hearts. So I think Kilmarnock can get the passports looked out and hopefully get a trip further than Connah's Keys this season. So that's got to be the goal for Kelly fans, is to get a decent European trip. They're going to finish fourth, which is amazing for them this season. They've been really, really good and deserve to finish fourth. So this game for me is a bit of a dead rubber almost. It's just best left alone, I think. Hearts have been excellent away from home, though, this season. They really have. Their away performances this season have been, it's been the best I've ever seen of Hearts away from home. They're 12-5, which I don't really get why Kilmarnock are 6-5 favourites for this match. I think they both should be similar prices here, maybe both 6-4. But the value is, you'd have to say, would be on Hearts, who have, they're obviously sitting clear in third and have been really good away from home this season.
Yeah, very disappointing last weekend by all accounts in the semi-final against Rangers, though.
Yeah, didn't lay a glove, did they, on Rangers in that match, which was disappointing, especially over having 20,000 fans there. But yeah, 12-5 here. There's enough going on this weekend to leave this one out, I think.
Okay.
It'd be a punt more than anything.
Yeah, I think you'll probably be thinking the same about the St Johnstone v Hibs game. I know St Johnstone have got an excellent record at Easter Road, brilliant result there last weekend, and they're probably looking at, given Ross County are at Livingston, probably looking at not needing to win this one, but certainly 3 points would be very welcome against what has been a really disappointing Hibs.
Yeah, it'd be most welcome. I think Hibs are a bit short at 19-20. It could be 11-10, to be fair, and it's not a match I'd be getting involved in. We've been really poor this season. It's the third season in a row now where we've been, at this part of the season, battling to stay in the league. We've managed it the last two seasons. Even if we do finish second bottom, and no disrespect to the Championship side, I just feel over two legs, we'd have enough to take care of either Raith, Thistle or Airdrie. And we'll touch upon that in a second when we speak about the Championship games. But yeah, again, no bet here for me. Two poor sides.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a wee look at the Sunday games, where it's St Mirren v Rangers and Dundee v Celtic. St Mirren v Rangers are up first. As you say, Greg, Dundee, Rangers had lost to Ross County, drew with Dundee. I think it's just 5 points from the last 15. A win in the Cup semi-final last week has kind of rejuvenated them a wee bit, I think, in terms of their confidence. And it's every game's a must-win game at this stage of the season. St Mirren, they're winless in four. They've conceded 10. And a wee quiz question for you here. St Mirren, obviously, in the top six, which is a tremendous achievement. How many points have they taken against the other top five sides?
The answer to that is nada.
No, they have taken some.
What, this season?
Dundee are in there, yeah.
7 points.
Six of those against Dundee. Seven. Two wins against Dundee and a draw against Kilmarnock. So I don't think it bodes particularly well for the next five games that are ahead of St Mirren.
No, I think this is a massive game for them in terms of next week. A trip to Dundee is going to be probably a European decider almost, because as I said before, don't expect Dundee or St Mirren to pick up many points at all in the top six matches, given the fact they're playing Celtic and Rangers in two of those games. So it really only leaves three games to pick up points in. And that's why Kilmarnock are sitting pretty in fourth, because they've got that 8 point gap now over St Mirren.
Yeah, in terms of this game, it'd be hard to see Rangers dropping points again. However, they've been entirely unconvincing in the league in the last couple of weeks.
No, 100%. I don't see them slipping up this time. I really don't. They're 4-11 to win this match. I just don't see them slipping up here. I'll definitely have something from this game. Obviously, this game's at 12:30, Dundee Celtics at 3:00. I think the Celtic Rangers double will be very popular. I think it pays 4-5, which is probably the worst of shouts.
Yeah.
I know Thrills double there will be probably quite a popular double, I think, or definitely within the Akers. I just don't see them slipping up this time. They slipped up before, but they know there's just no room now for error, and they need to win this. Same for Celtic, obviously, at Dundee. So, yeah, that double looks decent at 4-5, and I'll probably have some sort of corners angle as well from this match.
Yeah, it's not very often we get both Celtic and Rangers away from home in the same weekend. I can't really think how many
on
times
the same day.
Yeah, and on the same day, so it's an interesting dynamic to add to the title race. Obviously, Rangers kick off first and that result might have a bearing on what happens at Dens Park as well.
Well, it does, and obviously Celtic have got a tricky match at Dundee. Dundee obviously have got an opportunity to hit Europe for the first time in, well, over 20 years. And I think St Mirren, it's been 37 years since they last qualified for Europe. So great for both clubs to be pushing for Europe at this stage of the season. But yeah, I think the wee win double looks an appealing shout.
Yeah, it's not the worst shout at all. Let's have a wee quick run through the Championship. Obviously, Dundee United crowned champions, so well done to them. Playoff place down the bottom looks as if it's likely to be between Inverness and Queen's Park. Just two games to go, Greg. Friday night, we've got Airdrie, who host Dundee United. And we spoke briefly yesterday about this match privately. And I was saying to you that Airdrie, since the turn of the year, have won just about as many points as Dundee United. So a team who have done tremendously well in the last few weeks. And obviously, they lifted some silverware as well.
Yeah, they did. That was a really good cup win. They won last month against, was it TNS, was it?
TNS, yeah.
But obviously, all the plaudits this season are for Rhys McCabe at Airdrie. To be sitting in fourth with 51 points, just 3 points behind Partick Thistle, it's just incredible. I feel for them in the fact that for them to come up, which I don't think is going to happen, they're going to have to beat Thistle over two legs, Raith Rovers over two legs, and potentially St Johnstone or Ross County over two legs. They've got a really small squad. They play some great football, Airdrie, but I just think it's a massive ask for them. And tonight, they host United, who I've got the job done. I think some because I've also peed out now on Dundee United, which is great. So that gives us a 7-1 2-point double on Dundee United and Falkirk to win the leagues as part of our post bets. So a nice little return there.
Yeah.
Now, United have been backed right in for this match. They're 1-2 now, United. I think they were 17-20 at the start of the week. And I think goals has also been backed in. Over 2.5 match goals was 19-20. I think it's now 7-10. So I think for me, I'm probably just leaving this game alone tonight. No need to get involved for me.
Well, just obviously Dundee United being backed in means that the Airdrie price has drifted. They were kind of 10-3. They're now 19-4, so touching on nearly 5-1.
Yeah, 4-9 for United, as you say.
It's very short.
They might go off even shorter than that now, which is very short. I would not encourage anyone to be chucking that into Naka, that's for sure.
Yeah, and as I say, Airdrie have played 16 games since the turn of the year, won 30 points. Dundee United have played 17 games and won 33 points. So if we're taking the league table from the start of the season, then Airdrie are right up there. So unlike you, I'm going to have a wee nibble on Airdrie at that price, I think, on Friday night.
Yeah, certainly a decent price. It wasn't at the start of the week. And I was looking at United potentially as a bet for this match. But yeah, I'll probably leave it alone, but totally get the 19-4
number one, Airdrie. Yeah, I touched on the fact that Queen's Park, they really need to start getting some points as well if they're to avoid the playoff place down the bottom of the table. They're away to Arbroath, which they will be generally quite happy about, I would think.
Delighted, I heard. Delighted.
Earlier in the season, I think they beat them back to back 2-1 and 1-0, and then absolutely thumped them 6-0 later on in the season as well. So it's no surprise, really, that you've got this is the other half of you, the Ross County double.
Yeah, it was a tricky card this weekend. Very tricky card. And this was one, probably the standouts, for a couple of reasons. Number one, Arbroath are relegated. Arbroath have had a horrible season. It really is. They've only managed one win in their last 20 matches, Arbroath. They just can't wait for the season to end and regroup for League One football next season. Queen's Park, though, for a really tricky couple of weeks. At one point, they were potentially looking at a push for the playoff spots for promotion.
Yeah.
But they're not scoring goals at the moment. I think they've only scored one. They've only scored in one of their last five matches. Although they do have Rudy Payton, though, who's, I think, 21 goals for the season so far in the Championship. But, yeah, they would have a better chance here to pick up 3 points than a win against kind of whipping boys, Arbroath. They have to win this match. They're a point behind Inverness, who travelled to Dunfermline, who Dunfermline also need a point to secure safety as well. So depending on how Inverness do, regardless of that, Queen's Park must win this match. If they don't win this match, they deserve to go into that relegation playoff spot because Arbroath have been horrible this season. So yeah, happy to back the double. and it pays just over 6-4. The Queen's Park double doubled up with Ross County double chance.
Yeah, okay, so Ross County double chance, Queen's Park to win just over 6-4. Anything else in the Championship for you this weekend?
No, nothing really, no. I think Inverness can probably go to Dunfermline and pick up a draw in that match. They're 13-10. I think they're 4-9 on the double chance market. And Morton v Raith is a bit of a dead rubber already. And again, Thistle v Ayr. Ayr probably needing a point as well, just to confirm their safety in the league. And obviously, Thistle need to be aware of Airdrie only being 3 points behind them. I don't think it makes too much bearings, though, on the playoff spot piece. They'll still be playing Airdrie in that playoff spot. So, it's a really tricky card this weekend. Yeah. Lots already decided in this piece.
Yeah, and that kind of extends into League One and League Two, the fact that there's not a huge amount still to be disputed in terms of the top and the bottom of the table. There are three teams in the hunt for the playoff in League One, Montrose, Cove and Kelty, just two games to go there. So Kelty actually play Montrose, so that could be quite a big one in League One.
Yeah, it is. That's the match of the day really in League One. Kelty Hearts have kind of gone under the radar a little bit in recent weeks. To even be in with a shout now of the playoffs is tremendous for them. They're only 3 points behind, albeit they've got a worse goal difference. However, if they get a win here, they're right in the mix now for a playoff finish, which is fantastic. And obviously at the bottom, it's looking like a two-way battle between Stirling Albion and Annan. One thing I would say is Edinburgh City beat Montrose last week.
Told you.
One nil.
We did say they'd get a win before the end of the season.
It wasn't a surprise, to be honest with you. They're 7-1 to beat Stirling Albion on Saturday. Now, Stirling Albion have really struggled. Managed to pick up a point against Queen of the South last weekend. But 7-1 on Edinburgh City, decent price. It really is a decent price. They are 8-13 to score as well, Edinburgh City. But Stirling Albion are in free fall at the moment, so certainly would not be back in Stirling Albion 1-3 in this match.
Yeah, absolutely. That 1-3 just that's absolutely nowhere near that one, but 71 might be a bit of value. League Two, obviously Edinburgh City lie in wait for whoever kind of gets to the playoff final. But I suppose interestingly it's down the bottom that we've kind of focused on the last few weeks. Clyde at home to East Fife this weekend, Greg.
Yeah, it's a bit short for me. I was happy to back Clyde last week at odds against, but East Fife have had a really strong end to the season. I do think Clyde will win this, but they're only 8-11 to win this, and I'm not prepared to chuck that into a double, so I've left this one alone. But yeah, I do think Clyde will get the points in this one. Stranraer and Bonnyrigg as well, right in the mix. So it'll be fast. All three sides can go into next weekend finishing bottom.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how this weekend pans out. Bonnyrigg away to Steny. One thing I would just trust, please, everyone, do not back Steny to win. I think they've drawn the last 85 games.
Seven draws in a row. Incredible.
Eight draws at the last 11, I think it is. Yeah. The league's won. They've nothing to play for. They went to Clyde last weekend and they wouldn't say scraped a 2-2 draw, but they only managed 2-2 against the bottom side in the league last weekend. Bonnyrigg are 21-10. I'd be more inclined to look at Bonnyrigg in some sort of capacity for this match, given the fact they get a win here or even a point, could see them secure their safety for next season. But yeah, please don't be backing Steny.
Yeah, Bonnyrigg on the draw no better at 11-8, an eighth draw in a row for Stenhouse Muir is 12-5. So take your pick. Okay, anything else in League Two?
No, nothing else. Obviously, Stranraer away to Forfar, but Stranraer's away form is just eye-watering. Again, these games in this league are really difficult this weekend. So yeah, nothing else jumping out.
Yeah, been difficult all season, to be honest. Okay, give us a wee recap of your bets this weekend then.
Yes, at the moment, three bets at the moment. We're backing Aberdeen to beat Motherwell at 11-10. And I'm also backing Aberdeen to score two goals at 11-10 also with Bet365. And I have a double, which is Ross County double chance away to Livingston and Queen's Park to beat Arbroath, and that pays 6-4. And I'll have a few bets from Sunday's Dundee Celtic match and St Mirren Rangers match on the channel.
Yeah, and if you're not already a member of Greg's channel, then follow him on Twitter at Browning84Greg. You can find out all details of how to join up. That's us for this week's podcast. We'll be back next week. Thank you very much for listening, and best of luck with your bets this weekend.
Cheers, guys, and good luck.